This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian police detained more than 900 people at protests on Tuesday, and supportive Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, who was sentenced by a court to spend the next more than 2.5 years in prison. After the sentencing, Navalny's allies called for protests in the center of Moscow. Navalny's lawyer said the anti-corruption blogger would actually serve 2 years and 8 months in jail because of time already spent under house arrest. They are to appeal the sentence. The United States, Britain, Germany, and the EU have all urged Moscow to immediately free Navalny. Myanmar's coup leader, Min Aung Hlaing, told the first meeting of his new government on Tuesday that it was inevitable the army would have to take power after its protest over alleged election fraud last year had been dismissed. That's according to an information officer. The army took power on Monday and overthrew elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. As it continues searching for the source of COVID-19 outbreak in Wuhan, China, World Health Organization investigators made a planned visit to a research center in the center Chinese city. The Wuhan Institute of Virology has extensive virus samples, leading to unproven allegations that it may have caused the original outbreak by leaking the virus into the surrounding community. The WHO team that includes experts from 10 nations has already visited hospitals, research institutes, and a traditional wet market tied to the original outbreak. This is VOA News. U.S. House Democrats say the U.S. Senate should convict former President Donald Trump and bar him from office because he endangered the lives of all members of Congress when he aimed a mob of supporters like a loaded cannon at the U.S. Capitol last month. Trump's lawyers deny that he incited rioters and called the upcoming Senate trial unconstitutional, baseless, and efforts to overturn the results of the presidential election to the deadly riot at the Capitol. The Trump lawyers rejected the charges and said that the Senate can't put him on trial now that he has left the White House. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a second spate of orders to undo his predecessor's immigration policies, demonstrating the powers of the White House and its limitations without support from Congress. His orders on family separation, border security, and legal immigration bring to 9 the number of executive actions on immigration during his first 2 weeks in office. With proposed legislation to give legal status and a path of citizenship to all of the estimated 11 million people in the country who do not have it, Biden has quickly taken aim at many of Mr. former President Trump's sweeping changes to deter immigration, both legal and illegal. More than 70 homes have been lost in a wildfire burning in hills outside Australia's western city of Perth. It is expected to continue burning for days, and residents are remaining on high alert. The fire had razed more than 22,000 acres of farm and woodland by early Wednesday. Pandemic lockdown in Perth and its surroundings was lifted for those communities in the fire's path so people could evacuate. Jeff Bezos is now stepping down later this year as Amazon CEO, a role he's had since founding the company nearly 30 years ago. Amazon made the announcement Tuesday. He built the company from an online bookstore into a behemoth that sells just about everything. Amazon says Bezos will be replaced in the summer by Andy Jassy, who runs Amazon Cloud Business. Bezos will then become the company's executive chairman. In a blog post, he said that he planned to focus on new products and early initiatives at Amazon. More.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.